Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. We're going to check in with Mother Nature right now because she has checked in with us, Brittany.
She sure has. Oh, my gosh. Is it snowing by you right now?
Oh, it is.
It is a winter wonderland out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. We've got a few flurries here up in Wausau, and I'm ready for it to ramp up, and it sure will throughout the day. Especially late this morning, we're looking at some of the heavier snow totals and accumulations, and then again this evening before it kicks on out of here overnight. So a winter storm warning is in effect until 3 a.m. We are looking at accumulations ranging anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. Could get more, but I really do think it's going to stay closer to maybe 6 inches. So a half of a foot, a snow day across the region. It is just beautiful, painting that landscape all pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Brittany, you are infectious. You got me. It's beautiful. It's awesome. As long as everybody is safe out there, you know, we could sit in our rooms and enjoy this and everything. Yeah. I got to say, I love that I don't have a video of her or Brittany or anything like that, everybody. Mm-hmm. But I know how big she's smiling right now. She's got a big Cheshire cat smile on her face right now.
And you'll never guess this. I'm wearing a snow dress. It's got snowflakes, reindeer, like Santa
buckle
belt.
Oh, that's awesome. You are the best.
That is awesome.
Today's the day, you know, you should just have a fire, have a glass of Merlot, relax, don't even drive, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Agreed.
Sit tight if you can.
Look, take Brittany's advice, everybody.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all you needed for the rest of the day. Everything else is just icing on the cake.
And that's right.
Be careful of icing out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. And all the other things, all the other factors. If you do have to travel, please be careful out there. And keep an eye out for our seniors out there, those that you know are living alone, and certainly our furry friends. Mm-hmm. Let's keep an eye out for them as well. Brittany, we appreciate you. Safe travels if you got to go anywhere. Otherwise, enjoy that warm, cozy,
wherever
indoors.
It is. Yeah,
yeah, indoors and stuff.
Will do. You too, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Rouleau joins us every morning. It is coming down out there, everybody.
It has started, yes.
Be careful. Mm-hmm. I thought this was going to start late last night or early last night.
Well, we had a couple of flurries last night, and I thought, oh, is it starting? No. All through the night, nothing, and now, well, we've hit it. Now it's here.
We've got some fun stuff lined up for you to keep you warm. We're going to talk eggnog and how popular of a holiday drink it truly is.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The great gift debate, gifts from bosses and gift limits and things like that. We got all that coming up for you.
Always important.
And getting a thank you card from your teenager, what it can mean.
Ooh.
9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like to with our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they'll be able to join us. I think everything is, you know how you hear, you know, for a concert or anything like that. Where they do the whole, you know, subject may change.
Yeah, right.
Car may change. That's how today is, everybody.
Yeah, we really don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So be careful out there, everyone. Mm-hmm. And certainly keep that in mind with our programming today. I have heard already for Midday Magazine, Laura Huber is going to be calling in. So we will still have her.
Yep.
And we're going to, of course, encourage all of our guests to call in.
Yep.
That includes our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yes.
If they want to call in, that's fine.
Make it nice and easy for you. Yep.
Yeah. I'll even pick out the pet of the week if they want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll start right now. Oh, wow.
You better start right now. Oh, it's going to take you forever, man.
Yeah. This is going to be okay. Yeah, I'll do that during the commercial break. We also got entertainment news for you lined up. Looking at fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right.
And we'll get into also the perfect jobs for people who are not necessarily people.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that should be a fun one.
I think I have one to add there from my nephew. I think I'll put
right
one on there. Yeah,
right on. Right now, can you name, and this is open to everybody out there, 715-424-2600, can you name America's national bird?
Oh, okay. Because now I thought it was the bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. And I think I would imagine that 90 to 99 to 100% of the audience would agree. I know I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said the same thing. Well, the correct answer, we've never had one.
Oh.
We all think it's the bald eagle because it's on our currency and the presidential seal, but it's only ever been the unofficial bird until now.
Oh.
The House passed a bill. Actually, let's just stop right there. The House passed a bill, everybody.
What?
Hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm not doing this right. Thank you.
There we go. Wow. They did something.
We did it, everybody. We did it. I am so proud. We did something. The House passed a bill.
Oh, my God.
Way to do your jobs. The House passed a bill this week to make it official, the official bird. The Senate already voted for it unanimously this summer. So now President Biden just had to sign off on it. You can thank a bald eagle enthusiast from Minnesota for making it happen.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
78-year-old Preston Cook has been collecting bald eagle memorabilia for 50 years.
Wow, cool.
He's amassed over 40,000 eagle-related items.
Whoa.
Then he donated them to the National Eagle Center Museum in Wabasha.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was one.
Now, he saw this before any of us. He realized in 2010 that Congress had never passed a true legislation to make it official.
Okay.
So he started lobbying politicians like Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and she introduced the bill in June.
Oh, okay.
And it went through, and again, the House passed a bill, everybody. So two real quick notes. I think it's kind of cool that if you had asked everybody, polled everybody, kids in grade school to old adults, we'd all agree that the bald eagle was our national bird.
Right.
And that it was kind of unofficial is actually kind of cool to me in some ways. It's just something we as a society
decided on, right? Yeah.
We didn't have somebody tell us this or anything. I know it's on the currency and all that.
Right, yeah.
But we still made that decision. I think that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And I think it's kind of cool that in 2024 we get to celebrate such a national thing for our country.
Absolutely.
That's pretty darn cool, I think.
I think we all agree that the eagle is also a very cool bird.
Yeah.
And we can all say that's a nice bird to have as our symbol, right? That's really cool.
It's the perfect combination of strength and power while with beauty and elegance.
Regalness,
and class,
right?
And regalness.
Yeah.
It has all the things where it's also, I mean, there's a lot to it. And it's bald. there's a lot of things about it. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Wisconsin's bird is the robin.
Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit about the snow. Large snowflakes mean small amount of snow. Little small snowflakes means a lot of small snow. So it looks like it's small, and we'll probably get a lot of snow today. Yeah.
Hey.
You know,
it's a good rule of thumb.
I feel like I forget that every winter. I appreciate that, sir. I really do. I should. Yeah. 46 winters I've had. I should remember that. That's a good
right.
one. That's a great note. And you stay safe out there, okay?
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Good. Smart.
You
smart.
Stay indoors.
You
stay warm, sir.
Yeah.
Just keep listening to us.
That's right.
We appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. It's the official bird, and it's already been passed, all that and everything. But say they had thrown this up for debate. Say they had thrown this up in the, say when we were voting for president, also on the list was, hey, what bird do you want?
Yeah.
Well, I think pretty famously, Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey.
There would probably be a turkey contingent. Yep. A small one, but I think it would be out there.
100%. 100%. We all know that there'd be at least some people. Because I started all this, 100% of us agree, national bird.
Yep.
But we also know our country. And one of the things that I love about our country, I embrace about our country, I don't embrace division, but I do embrace opinion.
Yeah.
I do embrace free thought.
Yeah.
You can have both things. You can think your own thoughts and not necessarily want to badger other people with them or anything like that, or get on a soapbox and say that you know more than somebody else or anything like that. And that includes myself, by the way. I mentioned soapbox for a reason. But we know that there would be at least a couple of people, and by that I mean a handful of percentage, which would be thousands, you know.
It would still be a lot of people, right, yeah.
That, you know, they're going turkey, they're going peacock.
Yeah.
Roadrunner. Maybe even the robin. Maybe the robin.
Maybe the robin,
but,
yeah.
But it,
the loon. Oh, wait, that's Minnesota State bird.
Nice. I do think, though, you're not going to top eagle. Like, if you're looking for, okay, we want something to be the representation, our mascot, if you will, of our country, you're not going to do better than eagle.
No.
I don't think you're going to. We're sticking with birds here, of course.
Yeah, at the moment. No, just with birds. But no, it's in so much iconography, you know, that we have throughout the history of our nation. I mean, it's really a no-brainer.
I don't know if you're I'd love to hear anybody that's got anything else on this, 715-424-2600. But otherwise, I do want you to get that number handy and your Civic Media app handy, because it is going to come in handy today, everybody.
Yes, it is.
We got a couple of different reasons for that. Of course, we have got Civic Media's Up and Down the State Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest going on. We are giving out a keyword. We just did at the top of the 7 today.
Yep.
We'll do it again at 11 a.m., then 1 and 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Looking
all in there, yeah.
You go ahead and hear that keyword, text it to us, and you have a chance that hour to win either $100 cash or an overnight getaway stay at Chula Vista Resorts.
Very good, very good.
And of course, 8 grand prize winners are going to get a chance at our grown-up gift list.
All right.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah.
And we're only doing this today and tomorrow, everybody.
Oh, that's right. We're almost done. It's been 2 weeks already. Oh, my gosh.
You got 7 more chances to
enter. 7 more chances, everybody.
7 more shots at this. Be listening at the top of the 11 a.m. hour. Jane and Greg during Matt and Air on Air will have it for you. And then the 1 and 4 o'clock hours today. And, of course, we'll have it over on a sister station, 105.5 WYRI as
well. That's
right. Where you guys are killing it over there.
Yeah. We've gotten a lot of great entries the last couple of days.
But, you know, just to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit, we have this fun thing we do with our Civic Media family where we have this, you know, friendly, debate who can get the most called numbers and all that and everything. But in my head, I also like to have this little one between WIRI and WFHR.
Yeah.
WIRI is just whooping right now.
They are. They're really great. Going ahead. So what's going on out there, people? Come on.
We need more of you WFHR listeners. Download the app. Get the app. Thank you for doing so. And text us that keyword. And while you got that app handy, to all you parents, all you kids out there, be ready to call in tonight between 5 and 6, because Mel is taking Community Stories Junior live.
Live, everybody.
We're going live, people!
We're
going
to have a Elf live in the studio, taking your calls, getting your wish list if you have, like, additions or revisions, you know. I think a lot of kids out there have already sent their list, right? But things change, man. Especially if you send it out too early and you're like, oh, what about this? So we'll give you an opportunity to call in, and a direct line to Santa, by the way, you know, busy guy. But our elf will make sure that he gets that information as soon as possible.
You go ahead, and kids, you get out that JCPenney catalog.
Wait, do they still do that?
No, they don't.
Oh, the wish book, man. That was a big deal when that came, like in October deal. Or whenever it was.
Yes, yeah. That was huge when that happened. I think Fleet Farm had one like it too and stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a couple like that, but my little sister would have that magazine and practically sleep with it. And Jillian wouldn't go crazy. She wouldn't check like 90 things.
Right.
But like the 2-3 things she did, she would just like be adamant about them.
And then dreaming.
And then a week later, she'd want 2 other things.
Yeah, of course.
And she would want to update that list. So you want to update that list, kids. You go ahead and do it. Or maybe you just want to make sure that the list you sent in, you know, maybe let's just make sure it got in. You know? It's always, this is a great life lesson. Double check. Double tap. It's always a good one. Call up again and make sure that Santa's got that list.
Yep.
I want to send a big thank you to Laura and Pam, who've been working behind the scenes on this one much for us. Ashley, who did such a great job getting some great sponsors Huge shout out to those sponsors.
Yep.
Buying local, supporting local. We appreciate the people that appreciate this community.
Mm-hmm.
And a big appreciation to Melissa.
Her idea, you know, to coming up with the concept for it this year and everything, it was really cool.
This is brave. This is real radio. People don't do this anymore.
No, they don't.
This was her brainchild. This was her idea. She took the ball and ran with it. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's been a lot of fun. Already been successful, and we're looking. I'm thinking, just to me. You know, this is her. You know, up to her or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to see this again. I'd love to see this be
every
a
year, man. A tradition. Yeah.
Yeah. So kids, get that list ready and be sure to call us in tonight, 715-424-2600. And of course, we'll be simulcasting this. So we'll be on 97.5 FM and 105.5 FM.
Yes, both stations.
Your two favorite stations.
Yep, of course.
I hope so. Of course. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Woo! One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself, everybody. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
They are wishing everybody a great one out there. And they've got some snow over there as well. So be sure to be safe if you are heading on over there.
Indeed.
But they'll keep you warm.
They will.
They'll warm you up. They got
coffee's hot there. Oh, they're great. Yeah. Some warm drinks there. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't find a bad thing on that menu. You go ahead and enjoy yourself. Great food, great prices, amazing people. Mm-hmm. Buy local, support local, support those great people over there at El Cafe, everybody. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you.
We do.
You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI's mm-hmm. Facebook page. And by certainly, you can call up.
715-424-2600. I mean, you're not doing anything else right now, Come on. You might as well. Right, you know. There's a birthday you can think of, right?
By certainly, I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what I said there. Get sleep, everybody.
Yeah.
We love having your birthdays live on the air, so please feel free to call in and join us, everyone. Mm-hmm. We've got two names on the list here. So,
okay.
Well, three names, but two that can qualify.
Okay.
So give me a one or a two.
Let's do two today.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. So we can get into this. And we first up want to wish a happy birthday to Wendy Barnett. And that is Tim's partner in crime over there on the Poker Show.
Yes, yes. Happy birthday, Wendy. Yeah, wonderful.
Wendy is awesome.
She's
Wendy's
great.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. We appreciate you, Wendy. You are a great addition to things and mm-hmm. a wonderful part of the Poker Show. And certainly, as we always like to shout out Tim as well.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Tim. And
yep.
One of the longest standing shows we have here at WFHR is
the Poker Show. That's no lie. You know it.
Part of the reason it is long standing is because of Wendy.
Yep.
So we appreciate her. Thank you, Wendy, so much. And enjoy your day. And stay safe, you guys. Stay indoors if you can. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Dave Pickens.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Dave, do you play guitar? That sounds like a guitarist.
It does. Dave Pickens, I'm telling you.
That sounds like a guitar. You should if you don't, Dave. Dave, we hope you're having a great day out there.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's what you need to get for your birthday, guitar lessons. Somebody if you haven't played guitar yet, that's what you should do.
Somebody get Dave an acoustic guitar, or at least a banjo or something. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Katie Walton.
Katie, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Katie. Yeah. We hope it's a good one for you. And we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, imaginary
whoever
friends,
it is. We don't care. Yeah.
Brag to everyone that you're our qualifier today. Spread the word about the El Cafe Birthday mm-hmm. and Anniversary Club. So there are some people still doing this, and that's us.
Yeah, that's us.
We love doing this, everybody.
One of the few people left in the stations left in the country that I think is still doing this. So enjoy it.
We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays and anniversaries, and at the top of the list, just one of my favorite actors and influences, and honestly, I've said this before, if we had an Olympics for acting, I would want him representing America in the male category.
Oh.
Jake Gyllenhaal is 44 today.
Ooh.
Almost underrated, I think.
Surprisingly enough, he's a well-known actor. You know, mm-hmm. he's had many roles, big films, small films, you know, award-winning films, you know, all he's been nominated and stuff. He is, but still seems to be a low key person. And he's not one you think about when you think, you know, big star kind of thing. He's so talented.
He's had the cult classics with Donnie Darko, mm-hmm. Something like that. He has been in the big ones like the Spider-Man movies stuff. He Brokeback Mountain, a lot of these movies.
Right,
He's done so Claimed many different films, layers of movies. Did a movie called Copycat where it's not the greatest movie. I think it's worth a watch if you like darker films. Mm-hmm. But in that movie, he's just an uncomfortable character.
Mm.
But doesn't really do anything that he does and he doesn't.
Huh.
And his character through the whole film doesn't blink. Like, it's just, it's an unsettling performance.
That's weird.
It's really interesting. But I go back to Bubble Boy, his first movie, where as awful as that movie was and everything, not a bad cast, and he stood out, man. There was something
from
about
an early age,
that it was like, okay, wait a minute, this guy's different. And of course, his sister Maggie is amazing, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa Milano is 52.
Wow.
She's had a great career.
Yes, she has.
And still working. Still out there doing things.
Doing lots of different things.
Let's see here. Jennifer Beals is 61. Betty Porter on The L Word and Generation Q. She was, of course, made herself famous from Flashdance.
Yes. But she has a very cool career since then, though. She's been in some really interesting projects.
It's wild to see how many the younger generation, like that's, I think for us, like Fame and some shows like that had some famous dance scenes or in movies or TV shows or anything. That's the one, though. That's probably
how many times has that been parodied? I mean, seriously.
I think the end of Dirty Dancing, where he lifts her up and everything, that's one that's pretty high up there and stuff. But right next to it is her pulling the water down on the chair and stuff. That may be even more famous, I think. Like
That movie doesn't make any sense at all.
Not a dang
welder by day.
Why is she in? Why? Who's like? I mean, there's a couple of those movies, man. You go back and watch Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, like, that doesn't make any sense.
Wait a minute. Like,
it's not, if you stop and think for like 2 seconds.
Not saying they're bad movies.
No.
At all. Just there's some plot things that are like, well, wait a second. Like, hold on. Let's see here. The great Kevin McHale is 67 today. One of the greatest forwards of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Freakin' nature. Man, he was the triumvirate of the Celtics, like in the 80s and the early 90s, McHale, Parrish, and Bird, they have to be the top, one of the best, you know, like, trios of all time.
It's absolutely.
Yep.
Top three trios of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You've heard it from Bird, you heard it from others. Mm-hmm. They don't win those championships without McHale.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
A huge play. And he also helped Cheers gang beat Gary's Old Town Tavern in Cheers. So, I mean, that's got to be right up there with those titles. It's got to be right up there.
Right. And he was also instrumental in helping get the Timberwolves off the ground as well. So, getting Minnesota basketball because from his home state. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still over there. I know he was for a long time.
I can't remember if he's. He might be like just, you know,
he's
like an advisor or something.
Still. He's got to have some involvement. The great Tim Reed is 80 today. Venus Flytrap on WKRP in Cincinnati.
For a show that was only on for like 4 seasons, I'm telling you.
It had an impact.
An impact, especially for radio people.
He was also on Sister Sister. He was on that show. He was the dad on that show.
That's
everything.
Right. Forgot about that. Gosh.
The legend Cicely Tyson leads off our People No Longer With Us. Born in 1924, Annicella's mom in How to Get Away with Murder. So she did do some stuff recently for younger generations. Otherwise, go back and watch Roots. Just watch Roots. Binta and Roots. There's a couple of performances that'll steal you. You steal the scene, and that's one of them.
That's one of them.
The autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman is probably her greatest work. Mm-hmm. A Woman Called Moses, where she plays Harriet Tubman. Maybe better than... I don't know if anybody's ever going to play it better.
Probably not.
And all of this said, and half the people don't even, like, you see her, and I think you'll know who Cicely Tyson is. Mm-hmm. But it's almost criminal how many people don't know who that actress is.
Don't remember. She's not been remembered enough.
Yeah. Great one. The great Maurice White, born in this day. Earth, Wind, and Fire star.
All right.
September, Boogie Wonderland.
Oh, love Earth, Wind, and Fire, man.
So many good ones. And little Jimmy Dickens, born on this day in 1924, all 4'11" of the Country Music Hall of Famer. You got to mention that one.
That's awesome.
I don't believe you have a Trail Tunes tonight, do you?
I do.
You do.
I do have a Trail Tunes tonight. A Christmas Dickens version. Yeah. Christmas.
Oh, nice. That's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check out Trail Tunes every Thursday, everybody, right over on 105.5.
Right after the Elf Call Center. Yep, it'll be Trail Tunes.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Just stick around. Just keep it on.
Just keep it right on there.
It'll be good. We appreciate all your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. Keep getting them to us. We want more and more of these. We would love, you know, between us, we would love to spend more time on the local birthdays than the other one.
We would.
And we would love to be over at El Cafe right now. We got to do a live remote from there,
man. One of these days, it's going to happen.
We got the ability. I'll even sacrifice and run the board from here, so you and Mel can do it if you want. And then we'll do it. We'll do a home and home. We'll do that, and then you can run the board one time, and I'll be over there.
We should do it once a week. No,
absolutely. Yes. I just want to get their food.
That's right.
And we encourage you to safely visit our friends over at El Cafe if you are traveling today.
Be careful.
Otherwise, make plans to do it real soon. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them for supporting this segment and the show and helping us still carry on this birthday and anniversary club.
We love doing it.
And we can't do it without all of you out there. Thanks so much for getting us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get to a news break. We'll come back and have some more fun. Eggnog. How popular is it?
We're talking eggnog? Okay.
We're talking eggnog. Discuss. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show on WFHR.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Had to play it.
Hey. It looks like we get a white Christmas in our future here. Yeah.
Got that backdrop. We
yeah,
have
it's
to
perfect.
Have this.
Yeah.
Gotta play it. Gotta play it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hitting the hits. We're going to be playing the
playing
hits
all
in
the
our
hits.
Bumpers.
All the Christmas
this one
hits.
Right now. And it leads into our topic here because we got to talk eggnog. We got to talk a little bit about holiday drinks.
Okay.
Nobody's drinking eggnog in June. There are certain drinks you only drink this time of year.
That's
now,
right.
There's seasonal ones. I think apple cider, warm apple cider
yep,
is another
yep.
one.
Yeah, a little
stuff like
heated apple cider. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are, of course, polls for these things, and a new poll found more of us are interested in these drinks than others. 48% of Americans don't plan to drink or smoke anything during the holidays.
Okay.
And that is up 42% when the same question was asked 2 years ago.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That went the opposite direction.
No drinking. Okay.
Up 42%.
Yes.
That's a lot. Now, certain, I don't know how much the pandemic played into that or anything.
Yeah.
Almost everything, whether we're talking the economy or inflation or polls or anything else, it's all skewed after that.
Because of the pandemic, yeah.
And
that really messed things up.
It's going to be a while before things balance out, but maybe this is part of that.
Yeah, I think it is.
So only 11% plan to do both, which is down 13%.
Wow.
For people who don't, maybe you enjoy your eggnog, just
without alcohol in it, yeah.
Anything like that. They plan to... here are the top things we're drinking. People were asked, what will you be drinking the most this holiday? Now, of course, there are the percentage of people who are. So at the top of the list, beer, then wine, and eggnog came in third.
Really? Wow.
Then mixed drinks and straight liquor came in at the end. Only 6% said cider, and spiked seltzer was 5%, so was champagne. Spiked seltzer and champagne had the same amount. Just want that to sit in. You go ahead and make your own opinions on that one.
I think in years past that seltzer might have been a little higher. I think that's past us. I think we've gone by our little hard seltzer
such
phase.
I was just going to come out with my own too. I was just everybody
you,
else.
You had been
was.
Planning on it for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
You know,
I
it's
had,
true.
Acme seltzer. It's going to be great, man. Pineapple flavors. Yeah,
there you go.
I've had a sip of one seltzer. And that's it.
That's all you needed.
I realized right away that is not my thing.
Not your thing.
I am not who this is marketed for. Much like a lot of pop music nowadays, I realized real quick, a couple seconds in.
You're not the audience.
This ain't for me.
No.
This ain't nothing against it, but it ain't for me. More power to you. And they don't
That's
need
right.
me.
No, they really don't.
But the bubble is crashing on a couple of things right away.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen more and more. Bubbles are going to crash quicker and quicker.
I think that's true.
With a 24-hour news cycle and so many other things.
Social media, yeah, all that stuff plays into it.
It's going to happen where you got a lot of these big draft companies out there, DraftKings and,
FanDuel
that. Mm-hmm. That's going to narrow down. They're going to start tightening their wallets too, and they're going to start minimizing.
Congress has also taken notice.
Yes.
And that's usually something that leads to, that kind of stuff. So,
and you're going to see it in the seltzer world where there are 90,000 seltzer companies, and by the end of next year, there will be three. That's the way it works. That's business.
It'll be around for a while. I mean, I think do we still have Zima? Is that still around? I don't even know. Maybe they don't make Zima anymore.
I know we still have Boone's. So I'm going to go ahead and say there is some
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Somebody's selling it somewhere.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
I don't know. I don't think of no matter even when I was 21, I never thought of necessarily eggnog as an alcoholic drink, but I know it is.
Yeah.
And I don't really think about drinking in this time of year together. The only time I did was when you're like those first, your first 21, 22 or whatever, and you got your friends from high school coming back to town.
Right.
And where did you meet? You met at the bar.
That's usually what you did.
That's a close. I don't know. I feel like, but I also I understand that I didn't. I grew up differently than some.
Yeah.
So some people in some places is different.
So I was looking at this is a little bit of a sidebar here, but I was looking at events coming up in central Wisconsin, and one of them was a Christmas Eve party at a bar, and I was like, oh, that sounds so sad. I don't know. That makes me feel kind of bad.
It doesn't really have. It does. It seems like one of those things on paper. That's a lot better,
right?
But I've had at least two Christmas parties at bars, And both of them went the same way. The people you go to this side room, mm-hmm. and that yep. side room is hopping. It's mm-hmm. fun. You're having a good time and everything. And you're like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom. And you leave the room. And then you're in the actual bar. And there's regulars there. And there's people there that are just, you know, it's the holidays. And they're alone in a bar.
Oh, I know.
And while I'm not making fun of anything mm-hmm. here, because I feel for people in that situation.
Yeah.
Between all of us here, I was that guy a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It is not exactly a cheery
thing,
holiday kind of like feeling or anything to wear. So I feel like it's one of those things that looks good on paper, but it's not place to have a Christmas party or anything.
Man. So the only thing different about that list than like a normal like alcohol survey is that eggnog is in the middle of it somewhere.
Yeah.
So there's a and I think this is a Midwest thing, Tom and Jerry's.
Oh yeah,
because we used to when I worked in a bar department up in Minnesota. I mean, every time this year we would bring out the Tom and Jerry's, and it was super popular. Man, people loved getting it's a hot drink. It's kind of sweet. It tastes good, and man, it was so popular. But I think it's got to be a Midwest thing, because otherwise, I mean, the only thing on this list that's holiday like is the eggnog and maybe. You know, like the cider.
Yeah.
But there's also like hot brandy, mm-hmm. you know, that's like a hot toddy kind of thing is what they call them.
Yes.
Maybe they're things that just used to be more popular and they're just kind of gone by the wayside. I don't know.
We will find ways to warm up anything, though, in the Midwest. We will figure it out.
But, well, and brandy's great for that. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. If you want to get warm, have a little snoot of brandy and you'll feel warm. Yep.
It is the gift-giving season and gift-receiving season, but there's the one thing that I don't know if anybody really enjoys necessarily, the buying of the gifts. Some people will say it's never gotten easier, and some people will say it's never gotten more extreme, mm-hmm. you know, over the years. And here are two other gift debates that you can weigh in on. And please feel free to call in 715-424-2600. We want you to have that Civic Media app handy.
Mm-hmm.
In a new poll, 20% of people say that they expect to get a gift from their boss this year, and workers say the best gift they could get is cash, like a bonus.
Bonuses are fun.
The second most popular answer is extra paid time off, followed by a gift certificate to a store or a restaurant, a physical present, such as like a tech gadget or an item of clothing.
Okay. Mm.
The least popular option is an invitation to a holiday party. How is that a Christmas gift? I never thought of that as a Christmas gift.
I don't consider that a gift at all. Yeah, it's like either you have a party or you don't. I mean, you don't have to have one, but that's bonus, you know. Yeah. That's like that's not the same thing in my mind anyway.
I did a sketch once that didn't do that great. Got some laughs, but not that great. But it's basically a minute sketch of a dad left to his own devices on Christmas, and the sketch starts with "I could do this on my own" and all that, and I played the dad, and the kids open it, and it's just the packages, it's just the wrapping paper in the box, and that the dad thinks of that as the gift, like, oh, isn't that cool? Look at that. You can do all kinds of stuff with that. Come on, you got a box. It's based on a lot of kids, you know, play,
especially
with the box,
really young ones.
And, you know,
yes,
all that,
yes.
And everything. I feel like it's that kind of thing with the whole, hey, I gave you a gift, a holiday party.
Especially,
like,
that doesn't count. Come on now.
You don't. I don't think the companies have to give gifts. I'm not saying
not at all.
But if you're gonna do it right. You know,
Let's not. Don't be silly about it.
Side note. Thank you to Civic Media.
Yeah.
In a survey on toys, 54% of Americans say kids have too many toys now, because that has always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you need to go back to like Lincoln Logs and stuff, and your kids having a lot of toys.
I think about all the old toys. Oh my gosh, so many.
Before opening this year's presents, older folks were most likely to say that 22% of kids have about the right number of toys, and 7% say that they have too few toys. 16% of adults say that they had too many toys growing up, 58% had the right number, and 19% had too few.
How would you... Of course... Most people would say they had the right number because that's what they were used to. It's kind of a flawed. Anyway.
It seems like a very hard one. 75% of adults say it's cool for parents to tell family members to limit the number of toys they buy for their kids. And older folks were most likely to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I that's... I don't know. I think parents have been doing that kind of thing for a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
It probably been last month or whatever, but I know for our kids, we'd have them go through their toys and all right, is there any you're not playing with? And of course, that was always a difficult thing for them to do. But as parents, if you're paying attention, you see, okay, they ain't played with this. This one's got dust on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get rid of like a handful of toys and get them out of there, put them in a garbage bag in the basement or something. And like in a couple months, you bring them back out and they're like brand new.
Yeah.
You also make room for those Christmas toys or Hanukkah toys and all that.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, which Beth and I did not do. And we are so regretting it now. We have so many toys.
And I think
we've tried a couple of times.
One thing that I don't think it's talked about enough with this, but maybe we all just understand or we acknowledge, it's tough not to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool toys out there,
it's
man.
It's true.
And yeah. I was in this 16% that didn't have a lot of toys growing up.
Right.
So now I'm living vicariously. I live vicariously through my kids, and I'm doing it through my nephews now. And
soon-to-be grandchild, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's a whole new ball game. The baby toys that are out there now.
Oh, my gosh.
So cool.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of great stuff. I'm going to go broke, and I don't care. like James, why don't you have food? Because I had to buy toys for my kids. My grandkids, my nephews,
and everything. Yeah,
it's fun. It's hard not to. It's understandable.
It is. It's true. Yeah.
It's also one of those things too that's why we get paid the big bucks to be adults and all that. Got to make decisions like that.
It is true. Very true.
And it is. I will say too. I think it's to acknowledge that it is difficult. If you're in a boss position or anything, to do what do you do for your employees?
Yeah.
And balancing budget with, of course, being able to do something like that.
You know, in a lot of ways, I think the best present that, I mean, a bonus is nice. I would never turn that down. I think that's cool. It's because it means maybe the company's doing well, that stuff. Like, oh, you guys did such a great job and we're doing so well. Here's a little extra, that kind of thing. Just, getting your higher ups to say, good job, getting a compliment. That means so much, I think, for people. Something as simple as that would be a nice present, just saying, we appreciate how much work you guys do and we look at how the company's doing because of it and that sort of thing. I think that means the world.
Yeah, support and encouragement cost nothing, can mean everything.
Exactly.
82% of people are open to receiving secondhand holiday gifts. So that was encouraging. And 42% of Americans plan to buy themselves at least one gift. So,
Hey, not bad.
I mean, there you go.
Secondhand gifts are cool. I think, in the day it was considered like gauche. That's a terrible thing to do. I think now people are like, hey, cool, you're not using something? Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it off your hands. I'll use it. Sure.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I don't care if it's still got the old name to Bob. I'm I don't care. Like, that's
happened
cool.
My uncle once. He had a book that he gave me that was inscribed to him.
That's too
And
good.
I noticed it on Christmas. And I embarrassed the heck out of him. But
you got to.
I had to.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave it back to him the next year.
Taking a commercial break. Be back with more show on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Little Mr. Mathis to play us in.
Yeah, very apropos right now.
Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. Please be safe out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Be careful once you're getting around safe. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the South Oconee Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to them joining us. Got a new person joining us this morning, everybody.
That's very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. We'll have some entertainment news in there for you as well. And we're going to get into some other fun stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got a good one lined up for you a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. The perfect jobs for people who are not necessarily people.
Yeah,
we got that one coming up for you. But right now, what does it mean to get a thank you card? And what does it mean to get a thank you card from your teenage child or something, or teenager in general?
Right, exactly.
A study at the University of Illinois found that kids saying thank you can be incredibly important to your family dynamic.
Okay.
It makes parenting feel less stressful and not feel like such a thankless job.
Okay.
The research paper is literally called "A Thank You Really Would Be Nice."
Very nice.
And it's not just about kids.
Okay.
Thanking your partner is important too and improves your relationship. But the study found there's only one thank you that can actually improve a parent's mental health overall. Like, it's actually shown to do this time and time again, study after study. The most important person to get a thank you from is your teenager.
Really?
A thanks from a 10-year-old is great, but a thank you from your teen is a tougher get and means more. So a message to all you teenagers out there, because we know we're huge in the teenage popularity.
One of our big demographics.
We know you're angsty and upset because that's the being a teenager.
It has a lot to do with that,
But please thank your parents. It could heal the world. It could really, truly make an actual difference. We've got the science to kind of back this up.
Right.
If you can only muster the willpower to thank one person, thank mom. The study found showing gratitude has an even bigger impact for mothers.
Ooh.
Because their contributions tend to be overlooked even more.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like, it's 2024, you know, and we're still doing this. We're still doing this where we're not appreciating mothers.
Yeah.
That's on all of us, man.
It's true.
That's on all of us.
Let's stop it. Stop it. Don't what you need to do.
The whole Mother's Day should be every day of the year. Yeah, that sounds really nice on Mother's Day. How about trying to actually do it? Let's actually do it.
Yeah.
I will admit, I come from a family where my father went out of his way to just, it's a Tuesday, so he's going to go buy my mom flowers because he loves and appreciates her.
Right.
Like, I think that you do that every day. We ended the last segment tying into this one for a reason. You know, gratitude, appreciation, support, they cost nothing, can mean everything.
Absolutely.
It literally costs you nothing to say thank you.
Yes.
It get nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. And more times than not, here's a dirty secret about all this. Not really a dirty secret, but here's the true thing about this. You're going to feel good from it too.
You are.
You're going to, when you say thank you, when you show gratitude, you almost feel just as good, if not as good, as the person that's receiving it.
Yeah, you can see that. You can tell, especially because you notice how people take it in, you know, and how much they appreciate it. And it's funny how that works, right? You know, positivity begets positivity. Let's say, maybe we should focus on that a little bit more.
It feels like, and I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, all right.
It feels like you get what you put in.
Oh.
It feels like
what a concept, man.
And sometimes it feels like, Seth, you don't always get what you want, but sometimes, every once in a while, get what you need. More music quotes coming up, everybody.
Sorry, I love that. That was good, man. That was good.
I felt like I was leading a little too corny there. But it's true, though.
I like it.
It really
perfect
is true.
Show. Yeah, it is.
It goes a long way.
And, yeah, it does.
And I think that, you can't tell teenagers to do something and necessarily expect them to, you know.
They tend to do the opposite of what you tell them.
Yeah. So, reverse psychology is always fun, and I say that sarcastically. I think that one thing you can do is be an example of this. Partners out there, or when you're talking to teachers and people that your kids are seeing a lot or anything like that, showing respect, showing gratitude. They see this and they're more inclined to act that way. They are still sponges for brains, even as teenagers.
Yep.
And they're going to take that stuff in. Yeah, the way that you act is the way that they're going to.
Exactly.
They are going to take this in. Now, I'm not saying 100% they're going to, but no different than the sports teams we hand down or the music we hand down or anything else.
The influence you have is tremendous, and you have to remember that. You got to keep that in mind, especially when some of the things that you're not so proud of yourself for, or some of the habits that you have. Yeah.
You want to have that good kid. You want to be able to put that bumper sticker on your car or anything like that. How are you acting?
Yeah.
You know, take some accountability and responsibility on that one, and you'd be surprised, I think, how much more your kids are going to show those things and do those things.
Yeah, exactly.
And I only say this as somebody who was a classic knucklehead growing up, and even I had some of this stuff because my family.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad was also a knucklehead, to be fair. I inherited that from him, too.
You took that from him,
A new social experiment has found that if you want to look hotter, more attractive to people, being kinder is the quickest way to do this.
Hey, again, what a concept.
Anybody noticing a theme here today?
Anybody?
The holiday Anybody? Season. According to the study, people judge other people who behave pro-socially as more attractive. And it might be because people also expect attractive people to behave more pro-socially, more politely, or with a little more air of class.
Okay.
Sharing, donating, volunteering. In other words, good-looking people are expected to be good people.
Interesting.
And being a good person makes you a good looking person.
Makes you like, it seems like a cycle here, like a circle of life kind of thing, right?
I'm seeing a pattern.
Ah, me too.
The researchers conducted online experiments which showed that more attractive avatars were treated more favorably and, you know, more profile and all that.
Right.
It's probably not shocking to link it together or anything. Researchers say, though, understanding this can help us challenge our biases, leading to fair judgments and actions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love when old phrases still have such a current meaning, and judging a book by its cover.
Yep.
It's one of the older phrases we have.
Our great idioms, yes. Yeah. We love our idioms.
But it's true still.
Absolutely. Well, and it's because, you know, it's the whole idea, you know, the contents of the book is what matters, right?
Yeah.
That's the important thing. So there you go.
First century AD. As how long we've been saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Wow.
Roman poet Juvenal wrote something similar. Never judge from appearances.
Okay, see? There you go.
And then in the 1860s, George Eliot, the mill on Floss, in that article, he wrote something that was pretty much what we say today about not judging a book by its cover.
Oh, see, now that's cool.
That is interesting.
That's fancy. I always learn something, man.
I expected it to be old. Like early 1900s, maybe.
Yeah.
I did not expect
it. A lot older than that. Wow.
It's amazing how much. Now, you talk about things we hand down, like idioms. Like nobody teaches you an idiom necessarily. You just hear them
and you learn them. Yeah, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. It's something that we just hear in the general discussion.
In fact, they're not even teaching you what it's not like a bad joke where they got to explain it. Mm-hmm. Like you hear it, and because you're in the context of the situation, you get what that means.
Yeah.
That's wild when you think about it.
Yeah.
But you think of the learning process of that.
Yeah.
Like almost everything, you want to learn math, you got to have somebody teach it to you.
Exactly.
But some of these things, it's not the same.
It just, you pick them up. Yeah.
We encourage you to pull up that Civic Media app if you don't already have us up on it and everything, and get ready, because at the top of the 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours today, we are going to give you a chance to get in on Civic Media's statewide up and down the state grown-up gift list text to win contest.
Yes, indeed.
Got this coming up a little bit later for you, everybody. Be listening to Jane and Greg. They'll have that word for you, and then we'll have it at the 1 and 4 o'clock right here at 97.5 and over at 105.5 WYRI.
Both stations. You can listen to either or and get ready.
We'll also be doing that with our Elf call-in show today.
Mm-hmm.
Community Stories Junior is going live.
It's going live here and on 105.5 WIRI. We haven't done a lot of simulcasting on these stations, but it's kind of fun to do that. Mm. It's really easy, and maybe we might be doing more in the future. But for now, make sure you get the number right, 424-2600. Call in from 5 to 6 tonight. Melissa will be here. Our elf will be here taking your calls, getting those lists ready. And, get ready, everyone. Plan ahead. Get them, have them ready to go right when you call in so we can get as many callers as possible.
Have the kids all set and ready to go with what they're going to say or anything. And if they can, they don't have to, but
no.
I think it's a fun thing to do for you and the parents to be able to go through with them and everything and have some fun and get ready to call us up a little bit later today, everybody. Mm-hmm. And get ready for the Pet of the Week coming up with our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic...